Kevin McCarthy supporters are more optimistic. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Despite him losing on 11 ballots for House Speaker so far, Congressman-elect Mike Waltz just told Fox.
There were some breakthroughs yesterday and last night. I think we had the most productive talks that we've had all week, frankly.
Making more concessions to the 20 House Republicans who have refused to vote for McCarthy so far, and they plan more talks this hour before the House reconvenes at noon. Congressman-elect Ralph Norman says the changes are promising, telling Fox.
You're saying that the democracy at its best, and so we'll all come together and get behind whoever it is.
Do you know what today is? January 6th, now 2 years after the riot.
Start making a list, put all those names down, and we start hunting them down one by one. Yeah!
Many who took part have been punished, and many who held the line honored. That will happen again today as the president awards the Citizens Medal to men and women who put their lives on the line to protect democracy.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. In addition to more than 900 rioters charged, the special counsel's investigating former President Trump, who insists he did nothing wrong and told supporters to assemble peacefully. The estate of a Capitol Police officer who died the day after, Brian Sicknick, is suing the former president for wrongful death, accusing him of inciting the mob. Ukraine is skeptical, and so is President Biden, of a supposed 36-hour ceasefire order from Russia's leader to observe Orthodox Christmas today and tomorrow.
We have to do everything we can to help the Ukrainians resist Russian aggression, and Russia is not attempting to slow up.
The president's readying $3 billion in new military aid. Germany's also providing new aid. Later this hour, we'll get the monthly hiring update.
The report will show how job creation, the unemployment rate, and worker earnings fared in December. Economists expect a continued cooling of job growth at the end of the year and are forecasting that 200,000 jobs were added during the month.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Shots fired last night outside a restaurant in Miami Gardens, Florida, during the filming of a music video for rapper French Montana. Police are saying there are multiple victims. The Miami Herald reports as many as 10. No word how serious the injuries are. Brian Koberger is in jail in Idaho without bail, facing another hearing next week after his first court appearance yesterday to face murder charges in the deaths of four University of Idaho students. We're learning more about the case against him from court documents.
The court documents show Koberger's phone pinged at least 12 times near the Moscow home leading up to the brutal killings. Now, the affidavit lays out what authorities believe to be his escape route leaving the crime scene. We also now know, based on Koberger's phone records, that he returned to the murder scene around 9 a.m. the following morning. His DNA was found on a knife sheath left at the crime scene, which was lying next to one of the victims. And one of the most bone-chilling revelations that came from that affidavit, the surviving roommate came face-to-face with the killer. Police, who referred the surviving roommate as DM, say she, quote, saw a figure clad in black clothing and a mask that covered the person's mouth and nose walking towards her.
Fox's Brooks Singman. DeMar Hamlin's condition is improving after the Buffalo Bills' Monday night collapse into cardiac arrest.
It is what football fans across the nation prayed for. DeMar Hamlin is awake and communicating days after the Buffalo Bills' safety went into cardiac arrest during Monday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. His Bills teammates are elated by the news.
There's nothing that could have been told to us to bring our day down. You know, we're extremely happy for him and his family.
The Bills' star quarterback, Josh Allen, expressed gratitude for the medical staff that rushed to Hamlin's aid and said the team can't wait to see him.
That's Fox's Molly Line. As for that Bills-Bengals game, the NFL says it will not resume The final week of the regular season is coming up this weekend, and they'll still figure out playoff implications. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.